the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If you came to my house and stood on my front step and rang the doorbell, you might not notice a little tiny glass circle just above the bell. And even if you did see it, you might not realise that it's a door camera. Whenever someone rings the doorbell, I can turn the TV on and see who's standing there. It gives me endless pleasure. It is even more entertaining than Jeremy Kyle. If it looks like two Jehovah's Witnesses or salesmen have stood there, then I don't budge from my armchair. If it's the pizza or Chinese delivery man, well, I'm up like a flash. And if it's a boy calling for my daughter, I can see whether or not I like the look of him and decide what to do. It's the best thing I've ever bought. Back in first century Palestine, where our lesson this morning came from, you just couldn't get away from answering the door, even if it was a friend asking for bread at midnight. In a small village, everyone knew everyone else. The houses were so close together that a neighbour could almost taste the bread for himself as the smell drifted down the street. They could hear the knocking on the door, and they would know if you refused to open it. What kind of neighbour is this who refuses to give bread to a friend, even when the whole house is sleeping? Oh, there'd be no choice. There'd be no camera on the door, no possibility of pulling up the duvet and pretending you were asleep. No, you might grumble and it might be late, but you'd open the door. Today is, of course, Father's Day. I know it's Father's Day because my own son stood at my bedroom door this morning and asked if I'd like a cup of tea. Some of you might have done the same sort of thing. And what do you buy your dad to show him just how much you love him? Socks? A tie? A lunch out, maybe? A drill? I've had them all in my time, and some others I don't care to remember. My own dad was a giant of a man. He was a farmer. He had a huge laugh and a huge belly. In his own way, he loved me and he loved my four sisters. He helped us when we got stuck with our homework. I think he taught us all to drive, and he looked after us if we fell sick. When he eventually died, and I looked after him when he was sick, it was as though our roles had changed. Not big and strong now, but weak and frail. And as I sat around his hospital bed with all the machinery whirling round, I found myself praying a prayer that's as old as the hills. We heard it this morning, and I must have said it thousands of times. It's probably the very first prayer I ever learnt. It's a great prayer for today. For it starts, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our sins." It's a great prayer, you know. For in just a few short lines, it tells us so much about God and about our Heavenly Father, and of his love for each one of us. Now, I'm not the perfect dad, even though my children think I'm the greatest, a bit like Muhammad Ali. But I know a good dad when I see one. A good dad, according to the story we read from St. Luke's Gospel this morning, is someone who would get out of bed at midnight and give you food if you showed up on his doorstep. A good dad would give you an egg or a fish to eat rather than a snake or a scorpion. A good dad is someone who picks up the mobile even when he can see that it's you that's calling, knowing that you need a taxi home or the lend of a tenner. My own children have this trick off to perfection. They might speak to their mum first, but when they know that the answer will be no, they call me, because they know that the answer will be yes. You've probably done the same sort of things yourself. They chat to their mum, but when they need money or a taxi home or in some difficulty, it's usually Bank of Dad that comes to the rescue. A good father, in St. Luke's view, is one who doesn't just wait inside the manor house for you to come crawling back home, but who, throwing dignity to the wind, runs down the path to meet you with tears rolling from his eyes. A good father, in Luke's view, is one who comes out to where you're lying in the ditch, beaten up by life, and who picks you up, and who binds your wounds, and who loves you into healing. That's a good dad. And maybe you've never known a father like that, and maybe you have. In some ways, it matters not. For when Jesus began his prayer, Father, he didn't do it so that we could equate our human dad with our heavenly father, because we all know that parents can hurt as well as heal. And even the best of dads, trust me, they mess up at times. Jesus did it to show us what relationships can be like at their best. Even with our limited knowledge, we know about family relationships, at least what they could be like. The prophet Isaiah portrays God as a mother, picking up her young and carrying them when they're tired. Jesus himself depicts God as a mother hen, shielding her people under her wings. When Jesus prayed what we call the Lord's Prayer, he was remembering a daily prayer that he'd prayed in the synagogue as a boy, a prayer of thanksgiving and a prayer of praise to God. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. When my dad was dying and I was praying, I think we both needed to be reminded of our Heavenly Father and that our God is an honorable God. That's why we say, hallowed be your name. He's accessible. Thy kingdom come. He's dependable. Give us this day our daily bread. And you know what? He's merciful. Forgive us our sins. This is the God to whom Jesus prayed and taught us to pray too. You know, when people called upon Jesus, who did they meet when he opened the door? Who did they hear on the other end of the line? Think back to those disciples panicking in a storm in the sea. They cried, help us, we're perishing in this gale. Jesus tells them to trust in him and to have faith. To Jairus, a leader in the synagogue who fell at Jesus' feet saying, my 12-year-old daughter is on the point of death. He says, don't be afraid. Just believe. To a woman who begged for mercy, pleading, I've suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years. He heals her. And he tells her to go in peace. To the leper, who has suffered physical pain and social isolation for years upon years, and asked Jesus, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. To him, Jesus stretches out his hand and touches him and says, I do choose. Be made clean. For when people called upon Jesus, when they knocked on his door, they were met by a person who had bread to give and who gave it gladly. How and why? Because he prayed. Early in the morning in a quiet place, late in the evening alone in the mountains, in a garden while the footsteps of his betrayers approached, and when his closest friends lay sleeping. he prayed. And he gives us this advice about prayer in our own lives. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. And everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's our God, my friends, honorable and accessible, dependable and merciful. Maybe you're not lucky, and maybe you don't have a camera on your doorbell like me. But suppose when the doorbell rang, without thinking, you went to the door and you opened it. And suppose God was standing there and you chew on your bottom lip and you ask nervously, how can I help you? And God says, it's the other way round. For I've heard your prayers and I've heard you calling out to me. I've asked you to reach out to others with bread at midnight and you have asked me for help. Did you not think that I would come? Why do you look surprised? I'm here. I'm here at the door of your life as I promised. Aren't you going to invite me in? Please God, on this Father's Day, we would all open our hearts to the love of our Heavenly Father and let him in. Amen.